Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. El Shaddai, we welcome you today. We welcome you, God Almighty. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18 says, "And therefore the Lord earnestly waits, expecting, looking, and longing to be glorious to you. And therefore he lifts himself up that he may have mercy on you and show loving kindness to you. For the Lord is a God of justice." Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are all those who earnestly wait for him, who expect and look and long for him, for his victory, his favor, his love, his peace, his joy, and his matchless, unbroken companionship. I declare there is a suddenly coming. I declare suddenly now. I declare we are pregnant with the glory of God. There is an electricity in the air. There is an expectancy in the air. More and more miracles are happening. Revival has started and glory is coming. I declare in Jesus' name that during such a time as this, you have grown because of reverential fear of Almighty God. And I declare that during such a time as this, we have been stretched because of reverential fear of Almighty God. I declare that you shall give birth to all that Almighty God has put in you. Every desire, every groan that your belly burns with shall come forth gloriously out of you and shall achieve the purpose for which it was sent. You will know when to open your mouth, and you will know when to keep silent, for you will not throw your pearls to swine. Godly wisdom surrounds you. You will look at some people and some situations and walk away in godly wisdom, for they are not for your pearls, because you will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." Jesus will give you the revelation and knowledge to know what to do with what he has given you in the place where he has led you. America has a covenant with Almighty God. I am seeing more and more Trump 2020 flags going up, still standing in Jesus' name. These are the days of Elijah declaring the word of the Lord. And because such a time as this is extraordinary, these are also the days of Elisha, the time of double portion. I believe it is a time when we can take hold of Holy Spirit oil that is flowing, Holy Spirit anointing. Holy Spirit is brooding, hovering now for such a time as this over the face of the earth, in his fullness, in his glory, and in his mercy. And he gives his gifts according to the capacity of the vessel. Have you made room for God? Have you made room for Holy Spirit? How much can you hold? How long can you stand? For such a time as this, how long will you stand? The Lord told me to read the following scripture, not just because it flows with today's word, but he specifically said that it would mean something to someone who is listening. So, Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 to 12, some selected verses. Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house, at the south side of the altar. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. And again he measured 1,000, and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. And again he measured 1,000, and brought me through, and the waters were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, These waters issue out toward the east country, and go down into the desert, and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it came to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth whithersoever the waters shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from En-Gedi even unto En-Eglaim. They shall be a place to spread forth their nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. Amen to the word of God. Hallelujah. Like I said, I was obedient. The Lord said somebody would have that impact in their life when they heard it. So don't move from the promise God himself gave you. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 says, Do not fear anything. Do not fear anything, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured, I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, a hand of justice, a hand of power, of victory, and of salvation. Number John 1, chapter 5, verse 4 says, For everyone born of God is victorious and overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has conquered and overcome the world, our continuing, persistent faith in Jesus, the Son of God. I need to read that again. It says, For everyone born of God is victorious and overcomes the world. Hallelujah. That's a statement. And this is the victory that has conquered and overcome the world, our continuing, persistent faith in Jesus, the Son of God. The Word of God speaks clearly, so clearly. I will build my church. I will build my church. My church, my body, my believers who hear my voice. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. The government of hell shall not prevail. God is never late. We are being prepared for kingdom living. Hallelujah. Psalm 64, verse 7 is still relevant for such a time as this. And I declare, God will shoot them with an unexpected arrow. Suddenly they will be wounded. And I believe this is where we are right now. We are living this right now. So they will be caused to stumble. Their own tongue is against them. All who gaze at them will shake the head in scorn. Then all men will fear God's judgment. They will declare the work of God, and they will consider and wisely acknowledge what he has done. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will glory and offer praise. Hallelujah. Another psalm that the Lord gave me, apart from Psalm 23, which we always read, let me share with you now Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet, this is the promise the Lord wants to make to you right now, yet your teacher will not hide himself anymore, but your eyes will constantly behold your teacher. Thank you, Jesus. And I declare Isaiah chapter 9, verse 3 over you. You, O God, will increase the nation. You will multiply their joy, and they will rejoice before you, like the joy and jubilation of the harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil of victory. So, hallelujah. I return to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. And therefore will the Lord wait. He waits that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all they that wait for him. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. I would like to ask you, if you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life, if you would like to repeat these words after me, would you say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. And I say, I am sorry for my sins. I repent of my sins. I turn away from them. And I ask you now, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and Savior. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill me right now. Leave no room for the enemy. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Amen. I would remind you that these are very, very special days. These are exciting times. These are the times of the Lord to bring forth wonderful miracles, signs and wonders into the earth. I encourage you, my brothers and my sisters, hold on to the hand of Almighty God and do not let go. You are a child of God. You are precious unto him. So I encourage you, be lifted up, be ye made whole in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.